Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, we just thank you for the wonderful love that you've provided for us, everything we need for life and life in abundance, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you that our needs has been for daily provision in wisdom and daily developing on the path of righteousness, on the narrow way. You keep us from all evil. You bring about the kingdom that we're in. We've got a portion. Our name is written there, and you bring that to pass on a daily basis. We so appreciate that, and it's all according to your will, the wonderful will of the Father's hallowed name, the Father of love and light and truth. And so we so thank you for this, and we just thank you, Lord, that the requirement can be met, Father God, that we draw close to you on a daily basis, walk conscious of you, and also, Father God, that we forgive and give the love that you've given to us freely to everyone out there as well, Father God. So we thank you. Thank you for this word of encouragement this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 6, verse 12, 14, and 15. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. And when you pray, make sure you forgive the faults of others, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you withhold forgiveness from others, your Father withholds forgiveness from you.
Ooh, sure. So here is a big if, you know, if we don't love people, forgive people, give to people out there what we have freely been given. I mean, not by any of our works or efforts, but God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has brought us back into the reality of their love. They made us in their image and likeness. And they have now restored us, and washed us clean, given us everything we need so that we can now be the children of the kingdom, in the kingdom, fulfilling our name as we're obedient to the shepherd Jesus, bringing about the realities that they've recorded for us in heaven. But the one big thing, guys, is we've got to, this was freely given. And so now this is a challenge to us. If we want our needs met, all this beautiful love, then we have got to forgive and love and pray for, as it in the previous chapter says, even our enemies. Because why are they enemies? Because they don't know this wonderful provision that has been made available for them in the work of Jesus Christ, in the love of the Father, and in the leading of the Spirit, and in the wonderful, great, and precious promises of the gospel. So we are the salt and the fragrance. And so for us to walk consistently to all our needs being met, the Father knows our needs. We have got to love those in the body that irritate us, that lands up in the flesh all the time and don't stay in the spirit. We need to love those that are not in the body yet, that are still out there. The only reason we are the bride now in the vine, drawing from the vine and enjoying the benefits of all the kingdom realities that we need, is because God loved us. The Father's love has been poured into our heart by the Holy Spirit, and so we got to love others. And this goes way beyond just our family and those that we love in our own culture, into all the cultures. Amen? There is one God and one Savior, and there's many that don't know Him. They've grown up in a Muslim culture. They've grown up in a worldly culture, and they could even be the very children of these so-called kings that are causing the havoc in the earth, the nations rage. Why? Because the kings of the world come against the Lord and His anointed. And then it could even be them. God loved all, one died for all, and he has given us this abundant life. And the only requirement is wake up to it, yes, but then also love your enemies, pray for your enemies, pray for the whole world, that they also wake up to this wonderful love of the Godhead towards us, and their needs can be met, and they can be a beautiful fragrance, bringing this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine, guys. This is so important. Eh? One died for all, so that all may live for him and listen to him and walk with him. So you try a walk in selfishness, and you try walk in pointing finger and speaking wickedness about others, you will cut yourself short from all this goodness that's available to you. So the encouragement is in that: love others as you've been loved, forgive others as you've been forgiven. And to do that, you need to stay daily. So Father knows what we need, and we need to be daily in the goodness of the Lord. Refreshed with the love, you can refresh others. You're not refreshed with the love, you're picking up the cares of this world, of the devil that lies, steals, kills, and destroys, and then you also become an instrument of the devil. You are not a child of the devil, you're a child of God, to bring forth the right fruits in your life and towards others. Amen.
Amen.